For the rest of us now, we're going to have a Bible reading from John chapter 11. John chapter 11, starting at verse 1.
Now, this reading is found on page 132 of the Church Bible. The death of Lazarus. A man named Lazarus, who lived in Bethany, became sick. Bethany was the town where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who poured perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was sick. The sisters sent Jesus a message. Lord, your dear friend is sick. When Jesus heard it, he said, the final result of this sickness will not be the death of Lazarus. This has happened in order to bring glory to God, and it will be the means by which the Son of God will receive glory. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and when he received the news that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Then he said to the disciples, let's go back to Judea. Teacher, the disciples answered, in a short time ago the people there wanted to stone you. Are you planning to go back? Jesus said, a day has 12 hours, doesn't it? So those who walk in broad daylight do not stumble, for they see the light of the world. But if they walk during the night, they stumble because they have no light. Jesus said then, and then added, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I will go and wake him up. The disciples answered, if he is asleep, Lord, he will get well. Jesus meant that Lazarus had died, but they thought he meant natural sleep. So Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. But for your sake, I am glad that I was not with him, so that you will believe. Let us go to him. Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let's all go along with the teacher, so that we may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had been buried 4 days before. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Judeans had come to see Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask him for. Your brother will rise to life, Jesus told her. I know, she replied, that he will rise to life on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even though they die. And those who live and believe in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she answered. I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world. After Martha said this, she went back and called her sister Mary privately. The teacher is here, she told her, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up and hurried out to meet him. Jesus had not yet arrived in the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. The people who were in the house with Mary, comforting her, followed her when they saw her get up and hurry out. They thought she was going to the grave to weep there. Mary arrived where Jesus was, and as soon as she saw him, she fell at his feet. Lord, she said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus saw her weeping, and how the people with her were weeping also. His heart was touched, and he was deeply moved. Where have you buried him? He asked them. Come and see, Lord, they answered. Jesus wept. See how much he loved him, the people said. But some of them said, he gave sight to the blind man, didn't he? Couldn't he have not kept Lazarus from dying? Deeply moved once more, Jesus went to the tomb, which was a cave which a stone placed at the entrance. Take the stone away, Jesus ordered Martha, the dead man's sister. She answered, there will be a bad smell, Lord. He has been buried 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believed?" They took the stone away. Jesus looked up and said, "I thank you, Father, that you listen to me. I know that you always listen to me, but I say this for the sake of the people here, so they will believe that you sent me." After he had said this, he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." He came out, his hands and feet wrapped in grave clothes and with a cloth around his face. "Untie him," Jesus told them, "and let him go." Many of the people who had come to visit Mary saw what Jesus did and they believed in him. But some of them returned to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done.
Let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My name is Lazarus. It means God helps. And God helped me in an amazing way. I was once very ill. I died and was brought back to life. I know that sounds unbelievable, but I promise you it's true. I became very unwell. I knew it was the end when the physician feared for my life. He and Mary and Martha had tried everything. They're my sisters, Mary and Martha. They looked after me until I died. I could tell they were very worried about me. They talked to one another, Martha more than Mary. And I remember them talking together about our friend Jesus. They chatted about his miracles, of the sick that he had cured, especially those cases where he had yielded to the appeal of confidence. They spoke of me. What if they sent news to Jesus? Would he come and heal? Or could he not restore to health from a distance if he chose to? At least they would try. They decided to send a message to him to see what he would do. They agreed not to ask him. They trusted him too much for that. But they would give him the opportunity to heal me if it was God's will. The day came when the fever was at its height. I felt like I wanted to die. Martha and Mary asked friends to go and tell Jesus how I was. They had heard that he was somewhere across the Jordan. If they followed the high road, they couldn't fail to discover his whereabouts. It would take them only a couple of days to get there. And then they found him. And he gave them the message, and they gave him the message that I was sick. The friends said that he didn't seem very moved. He made little of it. He didn't seem to think that there was any danger. He just wanted to carry on with his ordinary work. I sensed that Mary and Martha were reluctant to tell me the news. His message was that my sickness wouldn't end in death, but that it would bring glory to God and his Son. But that's not how it felt at the time, I can assure you. And yet Martha and Mary and I knew deep down that Jesus loved us. It just didn't feel like that when I got the news. Soon after the friends had left, I knew it was near the end. It was so weird, so unreal. At least that's how it felt. And then it happened. After long days of sickness, the pain growing, the strength failing, after those final terrible hours, sweat pouring down my face, lungs gasping for air, at last came peace. Darkness closing in on me, suddenly welcome, though I had long feared it. an end to the struggle, a battle nearly over, and then rest. I knew just before I died, through Mary and Martha's eyes, that the hope that was once there had gone. I passed away with my beloved sisters at my side. The next bit I only know thanks to them. If they've told it once, they've told it 1,000 times. I was buried in the rock-hewn tomb in the north of Bethany. My sisters wrapped me in bandages and right from head to toe and placed my prayer shawl over my head. I can't imagine what they must have been going through. Their message to Jesus had failed. Perhaps it reached him too late. What if they had sent their friends earlier? Things might have been different, they said to themselves. Or was it best that I should die? I can't imagine how they must have felt at that point. And I still have to pinch myself now when I stand here and tell you this. You look like you don't believe me. Mary said that even with all her doubts, she still trusted Jesus. Mary and Martha trusted him, and both loved him still nonetheless. Martha said that they longed for him to come to Bethany as a comfort. He was really good at that, like no one else I've ever met. They didn't know when he would come. Would he dare come again for some time? It was dangerous for him. There were real risks. The last time he'd come to Judea, his life was in danger. My sister said that they thought he was delaying, chiefly to keep out of harm's way. I know now that much the same thoughts were in the minds of the disciples who were with him. They were anxious about returning. I don't blame my sisters. I would have been the same. But they had forgotten the scene at the gateway of Nain or the day of Magdala. They had forgotten the crushing of the crowd at Capernaum when that woman had touched him and he had healed her. They had forgotten even that Jesus was not afraid of the Pharisees. He had avoided them. But he had never feared them. Whenever they had come, he had faced them. He had gone into their midst. They had forgotten. So I can only imagine Mary and Martha's surprise when Jesus turned up. Do you know, he apparently knew the moment, the exact moment I died. He said to his disciples, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, and I am going to wake him up." They told me that they thought he was mad returning to Judea. If he never again set foot in Judea, he would be giving to Judea what they deserved, they said. It was Jesus who once said to them, if a place did not receive them, they were to brush the dust off the soles of their feet. Yet they remembered that once he said that he would lay down his life for one. For Jesus, he would move where his Father led him, no matter what his enemies might do or say. It was just like Jesus to risk his own life, that he might come for me. But for all of them to follow Jesus to my dead body must have felt so strange. But the disciples trusted him enough to follow. It could have been a perilous journey. They could have been stoned. They told me that none of them were very happy about it. Thomas told me that he thought if they were going to die, at least they would die with him, at least they would die being loyal. And then that day came when Jesus arrived at the outskirts of Bethany. My family and friends were here from Jerusalem to comfort my sisters. Jesus was told that he was too late because I had been dead for 4 days. My sisters must have had to hold back their grief as they welcomed mourners and provided food and refreshments. The whole of Bethany was out there to mourn me. And that's when he turned up. You can imagine the scene. Someone went and told Martha. She ran to greet him. Jesus loved Martha. Martha loved Jesus. She trusted him. She believed in him, perhaps more than the rest of us. Martha said when she got to him, it was like he was waiting for her. She knew that it was the place that she would find consolation. I'm reminded of those words of Jesus, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Martha said they hugged each other as they always did, but perhaps this time it was different. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died," she said. "Even now, I know that God will do anything you ask." Martha said that as soon as she expressed her faith in Jesus to heal, her eyes were opened. What it was, she did not dare to think. She just knew that Jesus was her friend, and that in the end, all would be well. Jesus looked into her eyes. "Your brother will live again," he said. She didn't understand. How could she? The dead did not rise. Even Jesus had not raised a body to life that was both dead and buried. She thought he was reminding her of that life was so short, that there would come a day when she and I would meet again. "I know that he will be raised to life on the last day, as all the dead are raised," she said. And then Jesus said those words that Martha can't stop repeating. "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who has faith in me will live even if they die. And everyone who has faith in me will never die." And then he asked her if she believed it. I wonder how she found the words to answer. She's such a practical sister. Other more experienced might have understood what he was saying. She expressed her faith in the only way she knew how. "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the one we have been hoping for." And Martha then ran back to tell Mary. "The Master has come," she said. "He wants to see you." Martha said those words were like magic. Mary sat up. There was life and fire in her eyes again. She threw a shawl over her head and she ran to find him. Our friends and family thought Mary was leaving to the tomb to cry as she had done so much over those last days. They followed her, but she didn't go to the tomb, but out onto the high road out of the village. She said to me she ran like she'd never run before. She saw Jesus and all the disciples. She cried. Her tears of gladness mingled with tears of grief. She fell at his feet as she had done so many times before. And she repeated those words of Martha. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." But Jesus didn't challenge her like he did Martha. He could see how upset she was. And she could see how upset he was. He asked where they'd laid me, and the friends and family directed him to my tomb. Everyone has told me how Jesus saw their tears, and his then began to flow. He sobbed too. Everyone could see how much he loved me. It moves me still, even now, to hear people tell me that. But they still couldn't understand why he hadn't acted faster when I was so ill. Surely he could have prevented all this trouble, both for himself and for all of us. He was so upset as he moved towards the tomb. He realized everyone's sense of loss, and in that moment, he became one of them. He was really affected. He loved me, and I was dead. He wept because he cared. Jesus stood with my friends and family outside of my tomb. A large stone was rolled across the entrance. And Jesus then asked the crowd to roll the stone away. Martha made me laugh when she told me how she responded, ever the practical one, "Lord, you know that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. You must know there'll be a terrible smell." Didn't I tell you that if you have faith, you will see the glory of God? Jesus looked toward heaven and prayed. And then he shouted, "Lazarus, come forth." The voice that summoned me back to the fray. Sunshine burst into the tomb and consciousness returned. For me, it was the weirdest of moments, still wrapped in the bandages, feelings gradually passing through my body. I could feel my fingertips and my toes. My heart was once again pounding in my chest. I was alive. No wonder everyone gasped. No wonder they swooned. No wonder they wept for joy. It must have first have been such a terrifying moment, for I had been taken from them. I, who was dead, am now alive. My friends and family, they were so shocked it took them a while to untie me. There were many people who believed in him that day. But there were others there, we found out later, who went to tell the Pharisees what they'd seen. In fact, it raised so much concern that the chief priests had plans to kill Jesus and me. They didn't like it. People were turning from them and putting their faith in Jesus. Over the following days, I couldn't thank Jesus enough. It took a while for the confusion to die down. And even as I tell you now, I still struggle to make sense of it all. But I cannot but connect my fate with the fate of Jesus. When Jesus prayed for me and then raised me to life, he was aware at that moment that he was walking to his own death. He must have prayed his way into his Father's will for what would happen next. The journey that Jesus made was through death and out the other side into a new kind of life. I'll always remember those words that Martha said, that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. When he said them, he was claiming to be the source of both. There is no resurrection apart from him. There is no eternal life apart from him. I wonder if he was making a statement concerning his divine nature. Even now, he does more than give life. He is life. And therefore, death has no ultimate power over him. Jesus gives his spiritual life to those who believe in him, so that they may share his triumph over death. It's as though he says, come and see. Being with me is to be in a place where danger can do no ultimate harm. If you don't walk with me, you're in the dark. And in the dark, there is danger. Followers of Jesus experience resurrection because, having the life Jesus gives, it's impossible for death to defeat them. Jesus' raising of me to life is simply the consequence of the real miracle. It is the life that is given by Jesus to those who believe in him. He raised me from the tomb, not simply to defer death, but to point to a new birth, a resurrection which only he can bring. He came back beyond the grave, 3 days in the tomb, long enough to decay, to take hold. But he appeared to Mary, to Peter, and to all of us. And we all know that even though we die, one day we shall live even as he lives now.